You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.
So I'm delighted to be here on Just Women this morning, and I have Karen Compton and Lorelei Hopkins with me, and they are two artists from the Blue House art space. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Samantha. Amazing to be here with you today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm really delighted to have you because actually, Lorelei, you got in contact with me on my radio show, which is on a Monday on Brooklyn's Radio. And you wanted to tell me about this fantastic exhibition that seven of you are taking part in Esha at the Blue House Art Space. And that's why we're here now, because when we had a discussion, I thought to myself, well, I think we need to get these artists on Just Women, because it sounds to me like our listeners would be very, very interested in what you're doing. So to start off, before we get going on what you're doing with the exhibition, Karen, I'll start with you. What did you do beforehand?
Hi, Samantha. Before opening and founding Blue House Art Space, for most of my adult life and professional career, I was a psychotherapist. And my particular interest and specialism was working with survivors of abuse and trauma in the home primarily. So much of my life really has been about working particularly with women to enable them to flourish and be the best of themselves that they can be and to recover from very difficult circumstances. I went on my first sort of Reclaim the Night march at 18 and I have been dedicated to sort of like flourishing of women ever since. Locally in Surrey, I worked with Surrey Women's Centre and Kingston Women's Centre when I was working as a psychotherapist, providing support to the other therapist who provided counselling and so on to women in the locality. So I retired about 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm looking forward to the next 30 years of my life exploring this other side of me, which is my artistic side. It's always been with me, but it had less of a priority in my career up till now.
I was actually just going to ask you that very question. You know, were you an artist on the side, for example, you know, at the weekends or anything? Or
yes, I mean, I've done a foundation painting course when I was in my 30s, and it was a big part of my childhood, because I was a survivor myself of abuse in the home. And so sort of drawing, painting, writing, these were all ways of managing and coping. And in my adult life, I would turn to art when big things were happening. And it feels very natural to me that in this new phase of my life, that it's becoming a much bigger part. So I've done various trainings. I'm in a mentorship program with a fellow of the Royal Society of Arts. It's a wonderful, flourishing part of my life.
Oh, fantastic. And obviously a really huge part of you. And now you've got the time to actually put your efforts into it.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. And Lorelei, what about you? So what were you doing beforehand, before you became an artist?
So before I became an artist, I was working for the diplomatic mission. I worked for the British Embassy in the Philippines, and I served three ambassadors. So I was organizing the ambassador's social diary, organizing big events like royal visits, ministerial visits, Queen's birthday party. And that's where my creativity really started. And I have to be inventive. I have to have this big imagination, how I can make things really beautiful for the audience, for the guests. And in college, I studied interior design. And this was in Chelsea College of Arts. I love textures and colors and sourcing out materials for my mood board. And nothing excites me than organizing and designing a home. And then fast forward to 2020, as you know, during lockdown, what can you do? I didn't have a full-time job anymore. And I said, I want to make the best out of this. Got myself some inks and started painting. Towards the end of the year, I was experimenting heavily, 6 hours each day, painting in my home studio, collage, expressive landscapes, and really getting inspiration from other artists as well.
Wow, that's a wonderful story about your, you know, your previous life as well. And did you come in close contact with the Queen?
Yes, yes, I have. Yes, and yes, I have Princess Anne as well. Yes, yeah.
Well, amazing. I imagine there must be many stories that you're not allowed to say, but we won't ask you now. So tell me then about the Blue House Art Space. So how did this come about and what is the aim of this wonderful venue?
So I guess, Samantha, is all good things. It started over a cup of tea and some cake. it was a conversation that started to develop sort of probably about 18 months ago. And last summer, with a group of women artists locally, we muted the possibility, you know, as Lorelei said, you're coming out of COVID, we're returning into the world, high streets are suffering, you know, so there's not been that sort of contact with each other. And after that came a discussion about how wonderful it would be for local artists to have an artist-led space in the centre of the town, where they could meet, connect, create, curate their work, support each other, and again have a base from which to flourish and develop. And out of that conversation one afternoon, literally walking along the high street in Isha, I saw that a unit had become available. And you know, within a month of that discussion happening, we were on the phone looking at the venue and organising it to happen. So it's I think it was just like this coming together of amazing women with the courage to take a risk, you know, financially, emotionally, psychologically, to bring something wonderful back into the community. We want to enable artists to flourish, emerging artists to support each other, showcase their work. We want to enable members of the general public to enter the space, to appreciate art, to buy art, you know, put it on their walls, and come create with us, come to the workshops that we have, the life drawing classes, the sketchbook hour, to connect with their own creativity. You know, we're all creative, whether it's from the clothes that we choose to wear, how we garden, how we cook our food, you know, and the art that we put on our walls. And art has such a positive impact on well-being. The Guardian has been writing this recently about this in sorry, I'm not sure if I can mention that. Enough news outlet.
Any publication.
There are newspaper articles recently have been highlighting the benefits of engaging with creativity and with art, and a recent book called Your Brain on Art that's been published, that, you know, sort of 20 minutes of engaging with it will extend your life. You know, I mean, it just has so many benefits.
I can well believe that, actually. And so I know that you have in the exhibition 7 artists. Did you know each other already?
Some of us did. It's been like this little web network of connections. And there are a core of us. There are 3 of us here at Blue House who are the co-founders. That's myself, Bino Chowdhury, and Parul Tolentino, and we're the core. And then we have other artists like Lorelei who are affiliated with us and want to be involved, and there's various degrees that people can be involved with us. So we had this amazing opportunity to be part of Surrey Artists Open Studios, which goes on from the month of June, between the 1st and the 23rd of June. So we brought together a collection of artists, all with different styles, but with wonderful motivations and stories of artists about nature and our connection with nature, you know, the sacred spiritual sense of place and of memory. My own work is all about transformation and hope and making meaning when things very, very often feel chaotic. So there's wonderful stories here in the exhibition, and it's a free event. We just invite people to come along, see the art, collect it, take it home with them.
Fantastic. No, that's so interesting and wonderful that you have established artists like yourself, and then you are encouraging emerging artists as well. And your exhibition, which is, as you say, is running through June, is 7 female artists. Is it mainly a female-led initiative?
It is a female-led initiative, yes. All founded by women, backed by women. And, you know, we are a group of, there's about 8 or 9 of us now, I think, all together that, again, are all female here. It doesn't mean that men aren't welcome. They are very welcome. And they do join us for our various classes. And we have some wonderful exhibitions coming up in October, September and October, where there are men as well. So it's not an exclusive place. It's just that it has been formed through the sort of power and magic of amazing women in our local area.
Absolutely. And where exactly in Esher is it?
We're at 28 High Street, Esher, KT10 9RT. Which is next door but one to the Everyman Cinema, so it's
easy to find.
Straight in the middle, and there's lots of parking nearby. 2-hour free parking during the week, free on Sundays, and a large car park by the Civic Centre. And we're open between 11 and 5 for the exhibition. Between
that every day or no?
Wednesday to Sunday. Specifically for Surrey Artists Open Studios. And we also have a wonderful talk planned for the 20th of June, given by one of the exhibiting artists, Julia Stockwell Hamid. And she's a silversmith. She designs her own jewellery. It's beautiful. And she paints in oil as well. And her theme is water. And you know what that means to us and our connection to nature through the symbolism of water.
Oh, very definitely.
Yeah, so she's going to be giving a talk on her process. So it'd be lovely to have people come along.
No, absolutely. So everyone's invited. Is there an age limit? Do you need to have over 12s or anything like that?
Obviously as a public space, people do come in with their children, you know, obviously. But I think in terms of certainly classes, we do, it's from 12 and above, you know, but in terms of people visiting the space, they're welcome. We've had, you know, push chairs in here and dogs as well, actually, you know.
Wonderful. Well, so that makes it really easy, doesn't it? Then it's easy for people to come in and maybe they can take a little bit of time to really take in the art that's on the walls and feel that experience and get the sense of well-being, which I agree is always there.
Yes, and certainly in terms of young people, Bina and Parul both run courses for teenagers, and at the end, so as this exhibition closes at the end of the month, we'll be exhibiting the work of the young people that have spent the year with us, developing their skills and connecting with our creativity, and they'll be having their own private view and curating their work.
That's very exciting, isn't it, to share more knowledge with young artists, because then they get a real feel of how they can make it work. You give your experience.
I
really do think that the younger generation should be in highly influenced and explore their creative side, because, you know, who knows, it's actually for them to pursue their ambitions and be, you know, be exhibiting in the Blue House Art Space is a great opportunity as well.
Yeah, because
it's a fantastic opportunity. No, it definitely is, isn't it?
Yes, because it's a creative journey. So we want to support the young artists going from ideas to skill development to creation to displaying their work. And the other aspect of Blue House is that we are a working gallery. So when you come down to see us, you will see art being made.
Yes.
It's a whole journey from sketchbook to canvas, or from sketchbook to sculpture. Yes. You know, we have a garden here and we have sculpture in the garden and, you know, sort of, you know, designs hanging from the trees and so on. So, you know, it's really about the whole aspect of the creative process and having that accessible to people, you know, that they can see it in action. They can see a painting develop over time. Mm-hmm. They can talk to the artist, meet the artist and get to know
the thought process.
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds so interesting. It really, really does. And what a wonderful space. So very importantly, how do people find you online?
Okay, you can find us online. Our website is www.bluehouseartspace.com. We are on Instagram, which is at bluehouse_artspace. And you can contact us via email at hello@bluehouseartspace.com. We're on the high street, and on there you will find details of all the artists connected with us and their individual websites.
Well, that sounds a really wonderful project, a wonderful thing to be doing for the local area. So thank you so much, Lorelei, and thank you very much, Karen, for coming on Just Women today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's been great.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.